If everything goes according to plan, the House of Representatives tonight will vote to expel Congressman James Traficant of Ohio. The colorful and controversial Democrat was convicted in April of racketeering, bribery, and tax evasion. Last week, the House Ethics Committee unanimously recommended his ouster. A two-thirds vote is required for the expulsion of a member, an action that has occurred only once since the Civil War. Here to talk about all of this, NPR political editor Ken Rudin. Hi.
Hi, Susan.
Could you walk us through what this procedure is all about?
Well, Traficant is supposed to have 30 minutes today before the House floor, and he's going to defend himself. He's asked for 8 hours. He probably won't get 8 hours, but in any event, he promises not to go quietly. That's what he says. I guess we expect more ranting and raving. That's kind of stuff we heard last week before the House Ethics Committee. One wrinkle, though, Congressman Stephen LaTourette, an Ohio Republican, has offered a motion to wait until they come back in September. Traficant's sentencing will be announced on July 30th, and Democrats say they do not want a convicted felon receiving congressional salary.
So this is pretty historic, as we've said. Only 4 members of the House have ever been expelled in the history of the country, and only 1 since the Civil War. Who was that?
That was Ozzie Myers, a Philadelphia Democrat who was caught in the abscam sting. This was in 1980 when members of the FBI posed as Arab businessmen, offered bribes to members of Congress. Ozzie Myers was seen on an FBI videotape stuffing $50,000 into his pocket, proclaiming that money talks and BS walks, and basically he was, the House really had no opportunity other than to expel him, and they voted. He fought the case. You know, you say it's historic. It is historic. There won't be any candlelight vigils outside the Capitol. There won't be any demonstrations in Youngstown, Ohio. There's not going to be a run on polyester suits, but it's going to be an amazing event.
You know, what a colorful history, really, when you look back on it all. So, the fact that Traficant is likely to be expelled is not due really to the terrible things that he did?
Well, he did terrible things. As you said, he was convicted of racketeering and extortion, all those things back in Ohio in April. The point is that previous members of Congress who were in a similar situation resigned rather than faced an expulsion from Congress.
Give us the names of some others who committed bad deeds and came pretty close to being expelled or ended up resigning.
Well, as we as I said, during abscam, Congressman William Lederer of Pennsylvania, Senator Harrison Williams of New Jersey, Congressman John Jenrette, all would have been expelled from the House because of what they did in abscam, except they resigned first. Remember the case of Oregon Senator Bob Packwood. He was the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. He resigned from Congress in 1995 on sexual harassment charges, basically one step ahead of an expulsion from the Senate. Congressman Mario Biaggi took bribes in what they called the WedTech scandal, 1987-88. He also resigned just a step ahead of the House expelling him.
Busy guys doing the people's business.
Well, you know, a lot of people say that the House should have, people back in Youngstown say also that the House has no business doing that. It should be up to the voters. But basically, the House is very, very careful about who they keep in office. And they're not about to keep a convicted felon for another few months.
In the old days, though, the Congress was not as unforgiving, was it, about matters like this?
No, a lot of it changed during Watergate, the reforms that came after that, and also the rise of the moral majority and the religious conservatives. Previous behavior by members of Congress that were tolerated in the old days, the rise of religious conservatives basically ended that as well. But, you know, as you remember, Susan, in 1838, William Graves, a congressman, killed another member in a duel and was not expelled. So there were certain different kind of morals that have changed over the years.
I guess so. Shifting sands. Thank you very much. NPR political editor Ken Rudin.